Come to you live from Canton, it's Pisgah High School Spring Sports. Today we are with the Pisgah girls as the Bears meet North Henderson. This is Harris McClure alongside with the Landon Brindley. We want to thank you for tuning in for as we bring you all the action sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Canton Insurance, Crossroad Ford of Waynesville, Mike's Heating and Cooling, Stevenson's Pest Control, Visited's Uniforms, and Messimer's Insurance Agency. Welcome, folks. We're here in Canton, North Carolina, on the Pigeon River, on the Diamond, as we have some great action between the Pisgah Black Bears and the North Henderson Purple Knights. Right, Landon?
I guess.
You guess.
I'm not exactly sure. I think it's just the Knights or something like that.
Okay, well, we've got some great action. It's really hot outside, folks. Looking at the temperature, Landon. Temperature.
It's about 80 degrees almost.
Yep, the high today is 80 degrees, which I think it won't be 80 right now due to it being 5 o'clock. Hopefully it's kind of cooled off a little bit, but it probably still is 80. So, but there is a slight breeze going towards the left field into the Pigeon. So hopefully that'll help a little bit because it is really hot. Super, super hot. So, Landon, do you think we should go to the lineups?
Yes, I think that's probably a good idea.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to wait for just a sec, folks, because the national anthem is up. Anthem is finally done. That's beautiful. Wouldn't you think, Landon? It's very beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Love the national anthem. So, tonight it is senior night, and coming out here is the senior Whitney Boone. So, it's sad to see Whitney, you know, throwing up the first pitch because this could possibly mean, you know, that season, last season game for the Bears is not going to happen. Well, so here it comes. It's very sad, honestly.
Beautiful pitch, though.
It was perfect. Could really use her. But,
yeah. It's a shame that she hasn't gotten to play all year, because it'd be nice to have that third pitcher in the rotation.
Yes, it would. And, you know, as a senior, you're always wanting to play your final year as a senior. I mean, it's more important. I mean, junior year, it's important, but when you get to your final year as a high schooler, you know, as a honestly a kid, you want to play your final game, and it's sad to see her not be able to do that here. So, hate to see it for her. But let's go to the lineups here for Pisgah High School. Landon?
Batting first is number 2, Riley Campbell, playing second base. Playing first base is number 6, Jaden Smith. Doesn't get a hitter. Number 15, Mac Jones, is going to be playing center field. Number 5, Addie Faust, playing catcher. Number 12, Savannah Dickerson, playing left field. Number 4, Jaden Moore, playing shortstop. Number 17, Tannen Searles, playing third base. Number 13, Elizabeth Smith playing first base. Number 14, Addie Soros playing right field. And number 8, Alyssa Smith pitching.
Love to see it. So Stephanie Gomez, as we go to the North Henderson lineups real quick. Leading us off here, number 5, Stephanie Gomez. She'll be playing that second base. Second hole. Number 11, Austin Ramirez. Lord, I do not know this one. Well, it seems to have just last names. But first pitch, a ball one. So we'll have to come back to the North Henderson lineups. But Stephanie Gomez is in. Here's the pitch. Ball two. 2-0 count here in the top of the first. So, Landon, you know, North Henderson, we're looking at their team. You know, you talked about this. We looked at it. All-time record for Coach Morgan. Here's the pitch. Finally, fine strike one. So, what is the all-time record for Coach Morgan?
Well, since Coach Morgan's been coaching, start of the 14-15 season, I believe, she is 13-0 against North Henderson.
That's incredible. Here's the pitch. That'll be ball three. 3-1 count. So Coach Morgan is undefeated against North Henderson. Do you know the... So what was the record again?
13-0,
folks. So to think you can go for that long to not lose is incredible. So we'll have to see if they can keep the momentum from those 13 wins alive as she'll throw ball four for the walk.
And, I mean, it's the last game of the season for North Henderson. So you know they're going to be out for blood to knock off that number three team in the conference.
Oh yeah. So coming in, Amy Reimer, the second hole hitter, number 11, shows bunt, comes back and goes for ball one. So Landon, we were discussing this before, you know, we got on the air. What are the keys to the game, you think, that we have to get in to our heads?
Yeah.
Here's the
pitch. I think
that one fouled off down the left field line.
I think Alyssa, first and foremost, has to be as good a pitcher as she has been all year. Can't be slacking off in this last game of the season against a team that doesn't necessarily have a great record. I also think it's important to get the bats hot, per usual, and no errors, which we've been really good with this second half of the season. And then lastly, I think Tannen Sorrells needs to play that third base spot like she has been all year.
Here's pitch. I want him to hit for ball two.
She's been incredible every single game this season. So I think if she can continue to field like she has down that third base line, that'd be great.
It would. And there's a quick time here called from Addie. Not really a surprise. I mean, looks like Alyssa's just kind of not got her zone right. You know, just trying to settle her down, trying to get her focused in, try to find the zone and get us some strikes. So, good time call from Addie. We'll see how this goes, as it's a 2-1 count here with a runner on first. No score yet here in the top of the first. No outs. Here's the pitch. Chose bunt. And will be strike one, two. Excuse me. Number two. So 2-2 count now. Showed bunt, and then she came back on it. A little bit of a surprising play there. So I think they're going to try to advance this runner now. It's probably a slap hit. I'm correct. That one to second. Could be two. And it's not going to be even one as she fumbles the ball around and can't make the play.
There's one of those keys of the game, no errors. We can't have that.
Yep, and that's you know, going back to that Franklin game, if y'all were listening to that game, it was rough, folks. I'm just going to be honest. I mean, they had good hitters. They were a good team, but we had that game. I mean, we were in it. We just made those – we made silly errors, and that's how we lost the game. So here's the pitch, strike one. And hopefully, you know, we don't see that here tonight.
No, and I mean – those kind of errors are – errors in general are the things that lose you softball games and baseball games more than anything. That and bad pitching.
Yes, so here's the pitch.
If we can keep those errors down, we'll be fine tonight. But if we continue to make errors like that, it could be a rough game.
Yes. So a 1-1 count here. Runners on first and second now. And once again, now a coaching timeout and, call. That's not what you'd like to see early in the top of the first, which I'm not going to say anything. I don't think it's really Alyssa's fault. That first AB, not the best. You know, it's just kind of warming up a little bit, it seemed like. And, oh, my, folks.
Wow. That was quick.
All righty. Well, folks, we've got a pitching change here in the top of the first. That's a little bit crazy to see, I would think.
Didn't expect that.
Not at all. So, now down to the last pitcher. So, maybe not the... I don't know. I don't know. Don't know about that one. I feel like with the pitching limitations for us this year, I think taking a pitcher out here in the first inning is maybe not the best decision to have. What do you think?
Yeah, but I mean, who knows the behind the scenes? Alyssa could be hurt, and she's just, or maybe her shoulder's sore.
Maybe give it a chance. That could be correct. You know, I mean, that could be right.
They just wanted to test her out, see how she was doing. But
yeah, I mean, we don't know. So
you never know the behind the scenes. Coach Morgan's a great coach, and she makes great decisions. So
she does. So what we've seen this year, she has done a great job, especially in this last stretch of the season, getting ready for playoffs. So. Maybe trying to rest Alyssa, maybe. We'll just have to find out here. So, stepping in will be the three-hole hitter. Sampson. It's the only thing we got. It's the last name. So, Sampson steps in. So, 2-1 count now. Runners on first and second here in the top of the first. No outs. No score. So really good opportunity for North to drive in some runs early. Not what you'd like to see. Here's the pitch. Strike one. Strike two, I mean. Keep getting that mistake wrong.
Second time you've done that.
Well, I mean, it was a little bit easier for me to do that. I mean, we did have a pitching change in the middle of a AB. So
that's true.
Here's the pitch. Strike three goes down. Swinging. Landon, we're going to tally the K's up for this game. So...
Yep.
Give us a tally. That's numero uno and one. Haley McCone steps in, number three, the cleanup batter for North Henderson. We'll have to see if she's got some pop in her at the plate.
Yeah, it's a tough situation
first
here
pitch,
for Sadie.
Strike one.
You just get thrown in there with two runners on base.
And depending on how it went, she may have not even been prepared to go in here in the first. So,
no.
Really done a good job so far, so a double play really needed. Here's the pitch. Shows bunt, goes back, and they're going to say that one's not foul as the runners from first and second advance to second and third now. And now the double play is not in a thing no more, so that's tough.
Man, we're going to have to get two strikeouts here.
Yeah, we need another K here, and then we can roll one over. Unless it's hit the Tannen, depending on how the play goes. Strike three. Well, no, excuse me. Strike two. It says strike. Well, according to the scoreboard, it had 0-2 count, but now I guess it's a 1-2 count. This has been a hectic start, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Mistakes have been everywhere. Here's the pitch.
Good stop there.
2-2 count now. So the K is still imminent. We need it bad. Or a pop-up. A pop-up would be huge. Really, that would be the best.
Yeah.
Maybe they make a mistake. But it needs to be in the infield. So here's the pitch. That one in for ball three. Not good.
Ah.
Which it will be okay if we walk her because that would set up a double play. So, I mean, it will be okay depending on how it goes. Full count. One out. Sadie with the pitch. That one on the ground to Riley Campbell. She'll make the play to first, but runner from third will score the first run of the game for North Henderson. So, not what you like to see.
Number 7, Bailey Simpson.
But we'll just have to deal with it.
Not a great start there.
Just one run, though, so get out of it right here would be huge. So here's the pitch. Strike one. Very, very hot day here on the diamond. And the Bears right now wearing all black. I'll tell you, if I was wearing all black in this heat, I would be dying. Here's the pitch. That'd be ball one.
I would be burning up if I was in that uniform.
Yeah, right now I'm burning up, and I've got, you know, a yellowish T-shirt, a golden T-shirt, really, and black shorts.
Yeah. Go Catamounts.
Go Cats, by the way, folks. So 1-1 count, two outs. Here's the pitch. That one just blew.
Oh, man.
Man, that is tragic. Dang. That makes it now 2-0. North Henderson leads, so not what you like to see. And I think we may have jinxed it, possibly, hopefully not, with telling the all-time score.
Yeah, we might have.
That may have not been the best decision, but, I mean, we got to tell the facts. Here's the pitch. Strike one. 0-1 count here, two outs, 2-0 the score here in the top of the first. Runner on first as well. So North Henderson, folks, upset alert, possibly imminent. Here's the pitch. Strike two. You know, what I've seen so far, Sadie has worked her way into an 0-2 count, and then she just can't find that last pitch to put the batter away. So we're going to have to fix that coming up here in the next few innings, but let's see if she can get the out right here. Here's the pitch. And strike three, caught looking, as the runner did steal, but it does not matter. So strike three, caught looking. We'll end it 2-0 the score here in the top of the first as we go to the bottom of the first.
Pisgah Sports is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Vistas Uniforms, Stevenson's Pest Control, Mike's Heating and Cooling, and Messmer Insurance Agency.
So not a good start at all, really, for the Bears right now. It's 2-0 here in the bottom of the first now. So the Bears are going to have to fix something, or this game could be on upset watch.
I think we're going to be okay. I mean, that's started out rough with Alyssa and put Sadie in a tough position there with two runners on.
Yes.
But, I mean, I think if we can get bats hot here to start it out, I think we're going to be okay.
I think you're right. So, you know, we're looking at this team. You know, North Henderson's not – they're a very pretty good team, actually, this year. You know, record-wise, the team stands as, I think, 7-10. So, 7-10.
5-10, I think.
7-10.
Or 7-10? Oh, yeah,
7-5.
Sorry.
Would not work.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's always on you. But it's okay. We have five. So the Bears coming in today is 13-5. So leading us off here, number two, Riley Campbell, the leadoff second baseman. Landon, have you tallied the K? K total. What is
it? We only had one K total.
Two.
Two, sorry.
And we can tell what Landon's doing over here.
Sorry, you get really interested in these softball games. Forget about the K's.
Well, you're stacking up. So here's the pitch. As that'll be strike one. So, 2-0 the score here. Riley Campbell, 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. That one hit. Down the left field line and foul. So, 0-2 count. 2-0 the score here. Really needing a knock here to get us started, and a big hole, though, for Riley. Let's see if she can get out of it. Oh, my. Strike three, caught looking. And if I'm not mistaken, I think she went strike three looking, or strike three strikes caught looking. Sorry, folks. Couldn't get it out.
Number six, Jaden Smith.
This heat is killing me. I'm just going to be honest, folks. The heat is the problem with me right now.
So it is pretty hot.
Yep. So it looks like number six Jaden Smith, first pitch, ball one. So some interesting calls, especially with that last one. You know, it looked a little bit inside cutting up on her.
Yeah, I mean, those are really the hardest pitches to to call, the ones at the bottom of the zone.
Yes,
so.
Here's the pitch.
Oh.
That one fouled off. It's the top of the catcher's head. Barely. Just dinked off of it. So 1-1 count. And Landon, we're looking on the board.
Don't even say it.
One's across the board, folks. That's good luck. We know what that is.
Well, last time that happened in Tuscola, I think.
No, that's not true. So we're going to have a bomb right here.
Oh.
What did I say? That one's hit deep center field. That goes to center fielder and is caught. It's close. I mean, it was close.
Can have a bomb here.
See,
everybody?
It's like Santa Claus, you know.
What's like Santa Claus?
The ones thing. I mean, you got to believe. You have to put faith in him.
All right, enough is enough. No more of that 1-1-1 stuff.
So Mac Jones steps in, number 15, the center fielder. Mac Jones had a heck of a game last time. I think we were on the air, wasn't it? First pitch goes for ball.
Yeah, Tuscola.
One. Yeah, I think she hit a homer, didn't she?
Yeah, she
over
did.
The right field line, yep.
Yep.
So, on a hot streak so far, we'll have to see if she can get it going here today. So, first pitch. Yes, that'll be strike one. 1-1 count. 1-1 count. So, Landon, you know, a little bit of trivia I would like you to know.
Oh, Lord.
Did you know Dwayne The Rock Johnson was born today?
I had no idea, to be honest with you. That's kind of a...
Nice voice, Greg.
Okay, well, that's something new to me. Thanks for telling me.
Yep, here's the pitch. That one hit hard down the right field line. That one could be leaving.
Oh.
No, it's just short of the fence. Mac Jones around first and now digging for third. And it's coming in to third.
All right.
With a triple.
Here we go.
The always reliable Mac Jones showing her... making her presence. Game up, 6 apiece now for this game. So really good play, good hustle from Kylie Henson. It'll be a sack fly in the books for Jaden Smith. So
hit one
two
out
outs,
here.
As in comes the creed of Mac Jones.
Now batting number 15, Mac Jones.
See, hit one out here for Mac. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, she's done it before just recently against the Tuscola team.
She's had the inside the park home run.
She's had the inside. Yep, I was just about to say that. She's had the inside the park home run. I mean, she's done it all.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to see if she can do it right here. So, looks to be, I don't know what's happening here.
Coach is talking to the ump or something.
Intentional walk.
Intentional walk.
Good. You know, honestly, I don't blame them for that. What we've seen from Mac Jones recently is she's a good hitter.
I don't know if there's a better feeling in softball. I've never been there, but I can't imagine that doesn't feel good for Mac Jones to know that they're so scared of you that they had to intentionally walk you.
Yep.
I mean, that's awesome.
And stepping in, number 5, Addie Faust, the catcher. And let me tell you, to intentionally walk somebody to get to this batter and Addie Faust, you know how mad that's going to make you? That's just going to make the hitter want to go yard on you. I mean, that's not what you like to see. So here's the first pitch. That one hit hard to left field and will be caught. Dang. I mean, we saw it. We saw the hatred right there off that swing. It just blew out.
A little under it.
So that will mean we go to the seventh. Dang, folks. We are already in the seventh. So, the score is 6 apiece. I'm sending you back to Jack in the Station. You're listening to WPTO 101.7 at 9:20 a.m. at WPTOradio.net. Your home for Pisgah Sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Biscus Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
Pisgah Sports is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, Canton Insurance, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, Messmer Insurance Agency, and Papertown Roots Radio.
Welcome back, folks. Six apiece here in the top of the seventh. As stepping in here for North Henderson, we don't know the number yet. We'll have to tell you in just a sec. Here's the pitch from Sadie. Strike one.
14.
Number 14. Got one of the design things I don't like. It's going to be Hensley. Michelle Hensley. Michael Hensley. I don't know. I think that's a pitcher for some Cardinal team. Here's the pitch. 0-1 count. She goes for the bunt. Sadie, throw to first, makes it.
Nice job there.
This is out number one, but as I was saying, what was I saying?
Something about design you don't like, or I don't even know.
Yes. The designs of the uniforms for North I do not like. Well, the reason is they don't have the numbers on the front. And it screws me up because I can't see it. So it kind of sucks. I'd like to see the number really bad so I can, you know, tell the names out. Here's the pitch. Ball one. Stepping in, number one, Snowden.
Snowden.
It's an A name. Ashley, we'll say. Should we say Ashley?
Yeah, sure. We'll go Ashley.
Ashley Snowden. That sounds cool. 1-0, here's the pitch. Another ball there, and it's 2-0. Always get the first out, and then we just can't do it much after that. We kind of just fall apart. That's what's happened the whole game.
Oh, my goodness, give us that
and
one.
And that one again.
Come on, Blue.
For ball three. I'm sorry for saying sucks to all the people out there, especially my mother. I'll say stinks. Here's the pitch. I don't even know what I said suck to. Here, that one goes to Riley Campbell into first.
That was nice there.
Oh, I was talking about the uniforms. Yeah, I don't like those. I'm just going to be honest. But I think they're pretty. They're very pretty. If it makes you everybody. If the uniforms look good, that makes anybody feel better.
Gabriela Gomez.
Man, they look cool. I don't know. So we do know this one. Gabriela Gomez for North Henderson. 2 outs. Really good spot here. Can we see the out? Here it is.
Oh, my.
Ball one.
Blue has not been on it today.
Yeah, I don't know about these calls. Some of them have been pretty rough. We'll have to say.
A lot of questionable calls.
Here's the pitch. That'll be strike one.
What, no question
one
about
count.
That one.
2 outs here. 6 apiece. No runners on. You're in the top of the seventh. Walk off is imminent. You know?
Yeah.
Here's the pitch. Goes for ball two. And some of these fans not happy with the Blues calls. I don't think you guys could hear it.
Me.
Yep, Landon, one of those.
Some of these have just been tragic.
Yep. Here's the pitch.
Oh.
That one scared me. Hit almost into me, it felt like. So that'll be ball or strike number two now. 2-2 count. Landon.
What's up, man?
Look up there.
No, I'm not looking.
twos across the board, folks.
You just keep making stuff up. You sound ridiculous.
With sixes as the score. That one fouled off. So, with that being said, when you have sixes across the board...
That's impossible.
When you have six across the board with score apiece, twos with outs, balls, and strikes, that means a strikeout is coming. Here's the pitch.
Yeah.
What did I say? Count it up. Tally it up.
What is going on inside his head?
So that'll be strike three, and we'll be out number three. So great play as we go to the bottom of the seventh. Walk-off is possibly going to happen here on senior night for the Black Bears. So we love to see it. Pisgah Sports is brought to you in part by Mike's Heating and Cooling, Crossroads Ford of Waynesville, Messmer's Milltown Furniture, Visits Uniforms, Canton Insurance, Champion Credit Union, and Ken Wilson Ford. So, some hype music me and Leonard are listening to here. Some boom, boom, boom. Getting us hyped up for the final part of the game.
Yeah, I like it.
Ooh. You gotta hold on to that.
Sorry.
It's okay, man. We all forgive you.
Savannah Dickerson, walk-off home run. That would be awesome.
Yep, and you know, you're...
For a senior?
Your prediction that always happens, Addy Faust, he's almost impossible unless we go into extra innings.
Savannah Dickerson, walk-off home run. No, actually, I'm going to be realistic with it here. I think it's a possibility, but I'm going to say Savannah...
You don't think Savannah Dickerson can hit a home run?
Oh, she has several... she's hit two this
year.
I think
you
she
just
can.
Got caught up, pal. I'm just joking.
Y'all. I think she's going to hit...
I think we're going to have some hits in the gap.
I think she's going to gap one here, and then Tannen Searles... Or Jade Moore, sorry. Is going to come, gap another one, bring home the run, and we're going to win this.
Lateral quickness is on deck. Oh, Lordy.
Number 12, Savannah Dickerson.
So Savannah Dickerson steps in, the left fielder for the Black Bears. She's been a heck of a weapon here lately. She's in that fifth hole. Let's see what she can do here. That first pitch goes for ball one.
Good eye there.
So 1-0 count. Can we see a hit from Savannah? You know what my prediction is going to be, since you haven't asked. I'm going to say a gapper and then a single, and so runners on the corners, Tannen walks us off with a homer. Yep, here's the pitch. And,
well,
goes
I mean,
for
in that situation, Tannen's not swinging for the fences there. So.
Where is she?
She's
going yard on senior night.
Okay.
To win it.
I mean, all you need is a sack fly in that situation.
Yeah, okay. So 1-1 count after the call from the ump again, maybe not being so close as that one, 2-1. Umpire, a little bit inconsistent with the calls, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think...
It's been a problem a little bit today.
I think she's been very inconsistent with some of these a lot of questionable calls, really.
Here's the pitch. It's going to get down, baby.
Down.
Please. I think that was Gabriela Gomez on the catch. As that'll be out number one, and, well, both our predictions are wrong.
Yeah, I mean...
Unless Tannen hits a homer, I mean, I'm still in that one. So, you know.
We'll see.
So, one out, no runners on here in the bottom of the seventh. Walk-off possibility in this inning. We'll have to see. Here's the pitch. That one hit high in the air again, and it's going to be caught by the first baseman. Almost dropped after the bad communication by the first and second baseman.
Man, extra innings.
What did I say, Tannen Searles? Six is across, six is the score. Seven is the inning. Two outs, meaning Tannen goes yard. That's the thing.
You are just on it today, man.
You know, I've made these predictions and they've been working, so we're going to make another one. Here's the pitch. Strike one.
Man, if she was doing a homer,
she's
going to
go.
One.
She's going to work her way into a 2-1 count, and she's going to hit a homer on the fourth pitch.
You think?
Yeah. Here's the pitch coming up.
Oh,
that one,
yeah.
Gapping in. Not the homer I thought, but Tannen's going to go round first into second
with
a double.
All right, here she is, the freshman.
A freshman coming in at senior night and one of the most, you know, pressurized games you can probably get in the final game of the season.
If she were to walk this one off, she will never forget this moment.
That would be huge.
That would be massive.
Especially for a freshman.
Freshman walking it off on senior night, that would be insane.
We hope to see it right here. Well, all she's got to do is really just gap it in.
Yeah.
And I think Tanny can get home, unless it's a super, super shallow gapper or something. Here's the pitch. Strike one.
Ah.
You know, first pitch, I probably won't swing. I mean, when you're in a pressurized spot, you're kind of just holding off, trying to find it, trying to find that spark in you to hit a good shot.
Yeah.
You know, I know from experience because I'm one of the best baseball players around.
All right, you keep saying that, man.
Here's the pitch. That one.
Gapper. Get down.
It is going to be
out.
It's going to walk it off.
All right.
Walk off double for Kylie Henson. 7 to score, the final score to win it on senior night. As I can't even believe it, a freshman, folks, a freshman will do it.
Wow. I called it.
Yeah. I'll tell you, what a game right there. I mean, what a game. I really just can't believe that. 7-6 the score. We came back from how much? We were down by like
6-1.
We were down by 4 runs at one point. And, man, what a game. Done a great job. We finished it out. And just got the dub.
Yeah. Love to see that.
Yep. So, folks, stay tuned. Do not turn the radio right now off. For A1 Swords, we're coming up right now and here in just a sec. But I'm sending you back to Jack for now. The final score, 7-6, as Pisgah wins on senior night. I'm sending you back to Jack in the station. You're listening to WPTL 101.7 at 9:20 a.m. at WPTLradio.net.
Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. On the next weekend in the country, we're going back to May of 1994. Paula Jones sued President Clinton for sexual harassment. An Ohio teenager was caned in Singapore. And the top movie was Four Weddings and a Funeral. And making hit records were Clint Black, Shenandoah, John Barry, Faith Hill, and George Strait. We'll have them and more on the next Weekend in the Country.
Weekend in the Country is brought to you by Riverview Farm and Garden, Messrs. Milltown Furniture, and by Haywood Ace Hardware, Saturdays at noon here on WPTL.
Nothing hurts my mom that she showed anyway. She'd always say, "You do what you need to do to take care of yourself." But she thought that meant she had to do it on her own. We were trained to help others, but there's strength in finding help for yourself, too. We're in this together.
The VA Women Veterans Call Center connects veterans with personalized information on VA services that can make a difference. Call 1-855-VA-WOMEN or visit www.womenshealth.va.gov.
It's Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL.
Today's Player of the Game Award is presented by A1 Storage. Whether you are moving or just need extra storage for all your stuff, A1 Storage with 13 convenient locations serving Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business. The Player of the Game is Kylie Henson.
Kylie Henson, I mean, hands down, folks, you cannot pick the freshman. No one else but her. I mean, folks, she hit a walk-off, and she's done a great job offensively. I mean, she's worked some walks the whole game. She's done a great job. I mean, just offensively, she's done great. I don't think she's struck out or anything.
No,
or grounded out. She
went 2-for-2 with a walk.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a great day on the field. I mean, she may have not played no defense, but, I mean, a walk-off is a walk-off, and that's all that matters. So great game from her, the freshman. And, you know, just to say this before we end it, errors is key to success. And the way we found that out tonight was really here. I mean, we almost lost the game due to errors, but we pulled it through and we walked it off. Okay. But another thing, the last thing I'm going to say here, and this is the last thing. All right. Last thing.
Okay.
One of the most important things. One of the most important things.
Get the point.
Is we've got one of the best, I feel like, futures right now in Pisgah softball. Oh. Pisgah softball's future right now is incredible.
Hands down.
I mean, we've got Kylie Hansen, the sophomores this year, very talented. And we are losing some seniors that are very important. But, man, we've got some people to replace them. And, I mean, it's sad to see them go, but at least we know there's players to help fulfill the legacy of the Black Bears. So yeah. that's what we love to see. So final score here tonight, 7-6, as the A1 Swords player of the game. Remember, folks, will be Lennon.
Kylie Henson.
So thank you, folks, for listening. We'll see you next time. Thank you, Lennon, for letting us be here. And I'm sending you back to Jack in the station. You're listening to WPTL 101.7 at 9:20 a.m. at WPTLradio.net. Your home for Pisgah Sports.